There may be no more perfect combination of venue and play than Shakespeare's The Tempest and the public theater's outdoor Delacorte Theater in Central Park. It begins with a wild storm and a shipwreck conjured up by the magician Prospero, the former Duke of Milan. He was abandoned at sea with his young daughter and has waited on a deserted island for 15 years to seek revenge on those who've wronged him. The play, a work of romance, redemption, and rough magic, ends, like most of Shakespeare's comedies, in the sunshine of forgiveness and reconciliation. Joining us now to talk about this production, which will be at the Delacorte until July 5th, are Sam Waterston, who plays Prospero, and Louis Concelmi, who plays the enslaved and angry Caliban. Welcome to our show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sam, how many plays have you done at the Delacorte?
You know, somebody knows. I'm not sure. Do you know?
I don't know. I heard it was 12, 13? No, is that
something
too many?
Like that, maybe. I don't know.
Have the theater and the city around it changed much during that period?
Oh, the city and the park, they have both changed gigantically from when I started.
I heard that you were once accosted outside the theater after a performance of Hamlet, and you thought it was going to be a to-be or not-to-be moment?
Yeah, I did. I was leaving the theater late. Everybody else had already gone out of the park. And in those days, it was very scary to walk around in the park.
In the 70s.
Yeah. And the park itself didn't look anything like what it looks like today. The park today is a beauty spot in the heart of the city. And then it was really run down. So I was leaving the theater, and there was a guy standing under the eaves of the theater itself as I went out of the stage door, which is gate one. And he said to me, "Did you play Hamlet?" And I couldn't see him because he was in the shadows. But I saw that I could tell that he was a big guy. And I didn't know whether... I didn't know which way to answer because I didn't know which way I was going to survive. So I decided to tell him the truth. I said, "Yes, I played Hamlet." And he said, what I have always regarded as the finest compliment I've ever been given about any performance anywhere. He said, "Man, that was right off the street," which is an expression that I've never heard before or since from anybody, but I loved it.
Louis, aren't you from Anchorage, Alaska? How much theater were you able to see when you were growing up?
Well, I lived in Anchorage, Alaska when I was young, but I haven't really been back there since I was 12. We moved to the Seattle area when I was 8, and I would go back and forth a little bit, but there was plenty of theater in the Seattle area. There's plenty of theater in Anchorage, too, although I didn't see any when I was up there.
Is this your first time performing in the park?
It is, yeah.
Have you ever been approached leaving a theater for anything other than an autograph?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever done anything outside before? Because that's a whole different experience for an actor.
In college, I did a production of The Seagull outside by a lake. That was a sort of an experimental production and nothing like this.
But. You and Sam have a relationship offstage as well.
Yes.
He's your father-in-law?
He is.
Didn't he actually play your wealthy and oppressive father-in-law in the movie Please Be Normal?
Yes.
And then you played your wife's boyfriend? That was a family affair.
Yeah, that was a family affair. It's a beautiful little film by Heiko Cherian, and we all got involved for it.
Well, I wonder how that applies here. Prospero has treated Caliban rather poorly. He's enslaved and dominated him. Did you think when you were offered the chance to play with Sam that there was an interesting subtext?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Sam and I have a really fine relationship offstage and on.
Although you should always be able to beat your son-in-law every
exactly.
once in a while.
Well, you know, when else am I going to have an opportunity to really curse him, and when is he going to have the opportunity to whip me?
Sam, did you recommend him for the part? Because Caliban is described as a savage and deformed slave.
Yeah, I thought it was typecasting, really.
I'll throw this out to both of you. Do actors love playing in Central Park as much as the audience loves it? There's something special. It's not like a typical Broadway audience. There's a unique audience for the Shakespeare in the Park production.
Yeah, I think the actors do love it. And they love it because of the audience.
Yeah.
And it's usually thought if something is available free, people don't value it as much. That's not my sense.
No,
the audience. Oh, it's the exact opposite in this case. Not only because it's free, but because people actually put the effort into getting there early, stand in line, make a day of it, and so by the time it's curtain time, they've really prepped for the show. They've given their day to it, and they've made a certain effort, and also the fact that the show is there for them. I think that it creates a really nice relationship both ways.
Sam's done a lot of Shakespeare before. What about you?
This is my first professional Shakespeare.
So did you think about whether there's an American style performing Shakespeare when you took the part?
I didn't.
Well, you
really
do it with an accent.
I didn't really think about that. And the accent is just kind of a voice. The main thing I wanted to figure out was, how should Caliban speak? How should this be? I thought much more about that than about whether it needed to be Shakespearean.
I think he broke the mold. I think there's been layers and layers and layers of prejudice about what Caliban represents for years and years and years with colonialism and racism. And I think he just broke the mold and brought Caliban right back out.
You also bring an incredible physicality to the role.
That's
do you walk
it.
Out with lots of bruises after a performance?
Yes. it's an intense physical undertaking. But I usually have enough time to recover day to day.
Well, you don't have matinees, but you do Mondays.
Mercifully, no matinees. But yeah, we've had a long week this week. We've had eight shows in a row, 8 days in a row, which is a lot.
Which is a great thing, too. Yeah. Because you get on a roll.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, actors often talk about how, as time goes on, they understand their character better and better. But in your case, Sam, you played Prospero before.
Yes.
And you were young at the time.
I was.
And despite the fact that Prospero talks about thinking about death a lot.
Yes, but remember, all these parts were written for the same actor, and he was not old.
Uh-huh.
So
but do you understand the role?
I think I'm the anomaly now more than I was then.
Do you understand the role differently today?
Completely differently, because I don't remember what I did the last time. I remember who I did it with to some extent, but I don't remember what solutions I found. Oh. And boy, is there a lot of rich stuff in there. And I think we've dug a lot of it out. I think this is a very, very careful reading of the play.
Well, you performed that one with Christopher Walken. So cast.
Yes, he played my brother. Yeah. He played my mean and nasty brother, unrepentant brother.
And I assume that directors and the other members of the cast play a major role in how you wind up developing your own character.
They do indeed. I knew I was going to play this for a long time, had all kinds of theories. And you sit down and you read it with the people that you're going to play it with. And those theories go out the window and you scramble for other understandings.
Yeah.
When you were here to talk about a different performance, when you played Lear, you said you remembered what a college professor had told you about Lear and it helped you play the part. Did anybody talk to you about Prospero when you were in college?
Not when I was in college, but I asked around. I got some very helpful advice from an old director, Michael Rudman, and I called up Brian Bedford, who I worked with years and years ago. And he said he's a monster. Just remember, he's a monster, absolute monster. So I carried that around with me.
Yeah, well, we both have to sympathize with him because of the situation that he's in, and the fact that he has acted terribly toward to Caliban, and I guess to a lesser degree. Well, he adores his daughter.
Yes, she is the center of his life.
You grew a beard for the part.
Yes, indeed. You're looking at it.
Yes. And you let your hair grow out as well?
I did, but then they changed their minds about that.
Well, it's a pretty full beard. How long ago did you have to do that? Was that your decision or the director's?
Well, I just started to let it grow around Thanksgiving because I knew I had that much time.
Wow.
And I figured you can always cut it off, but you can't put it on.
Well, you're not doing television, and obviously, as much as you did. Otherwise, you would have had to shave it off.
On this day after we close, I'm going out to California to do a television series that I'm on.
At one time, wasn't there a concept of the classical actor or the classically trained actor, and left that Shakespeare should be left to the Brits?
Oh, well, God!
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty old at this point. And there's all, you know, the when you hear somebody like John Barton, who did the Playing Shakespeare series, he says that the speech, in fact, in Shakespeare's time was probably closer to American English in terms of pronunciation and so forth than British English even. So I don't think anybody really, you know, obviously he's British. The British can claim him, but I don't think that the British actors necessarily have anything on American ones.
How would you describe Caliban's relationship with Prospero?
Oh, very fraught. And in a way, I think we did approach it like a family relationship, or at least I did. I won't speak for Sam. He's abused by his father, but I think he loves him and wants his admiration, doesn't get it. I think there's a time before the play when it was a sort of idyllic time that's lost.
Well, is he a villain or a victim?
I think he's both. I don't think he ever quite gets to be a villain. He tries to be a villain, doesn't succeed. And I think before that time, his villainy comes more from ignorance or lack of sociability, I guess, than anything else.
And Sam suggested earlier that you have kind of made this part your own. The Financial Times described you as a young Godzilla in the part.
Wow.
Wow, that's...
I wouldn't have said that.
I don't know what I would have said, but that's interesting.
Was he meant to be less than human?
No, not at all. At least from my perspective, it was important that he be human, even if he's not human in a socialized way.
There's a point of view that says Caliban disdains the life of the mind that Prospero embraces and has used to trick him. Mm. Is that how he has become so physical?
I think that his I think he grew up in a much, much different way. He grew up alone, basically, on an island with animals. I thought of him sort of as more like a wolf child.
Well, in the case of Prospero, he has spent much of his adult life, and especially his exile, studying. He was ousted in a coup while he was studying, mostly magic.
Yes. I don't know which pedal you want to put the most weight on, but certainly he did spend a lot of time with his books, yes.
Is this a play about revenge, or from the beginning is it about forgiveness?
It is not about forgiveness from the beginning.
Uh-huh. So that's something the character changes. It almost
has
to because
it's
a Shakespearean comedy.
I think one of the most striking things about the forgiveness in this play is how much it's like the forgiveness in Charleston that people have talked about so much. Mm. That it is a necessary prerequisite to going on in what is the messy life. You asked if Caliban was a hero or a villain, and I think Shakespeare's answer about every character in the play is neither of the above.
That's one of the things that makes Shakespeare so brilliant.
Yes, that, it has no bottom.
Uh-huh. Or at least that makes it rich for an actor, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Because you can play on the ambiguity.
Absolutely. And you can play fully in both directions without fear of tipping the scales.
How does Prospero come around to it? Does someone have to acknowledge wrongdoing in order for forgiveness to happen?
It's the most astonishing thing. Ariel gives him a sort of neutral report on the suffering of some people. And he says, you'd be moved by it if you saw it. And Prospero says, you really think so? And Ariel says, I would if I were human. And that's the...
It pricks his conscience.
Well, it turns him around.
Is there any truth that there's a rumor that Law and Order may be coming back?
There is that rumor.
Uh-huh. Well,
there is truth in the idea that rumor.
You can't miss it because of all the round-the-clock reruns, but will you be back?
I'd be glad to be back if I can.
But right now you're doing Grace and Frankie with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
And Martin Sheen.
That must be a lot of fun.
It sure is.
Will that be back for another season?
That's what I'm going out to California to do the day after we close this.
Lewis, what's next for you?
After
the bruises heal.
After the bruises heal, looking for more. I have a supporting role coming up on a show called Billions. It's going to be on Showtime. And that starts, I think, in the next few weeks.
Is there going to be another Spider-Man?
Oh, no. I'm not sure what I can say about it, or I don't really even know that much about it yet, to be honest. Yeah.
But is it fun working with your father-in-law?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It continues to be wonderful. Yeah.
Ditto.
Well, this only runs until July 5th, and both of you immediately off to doing something else?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Everybody who can should come. There are some performances in this that you won't see. And like you said at the beginning, there is no place, no audience like the park.
I'm not going to go through all of the other members of the cast, but as is usually the case in the Shakespeare in the Park productions, the cast is top-notch from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That must also... I mean, even the small parts are often brilliantly played.
Exactly.
Very true.
My great thanks to the two of the stars of this new production of The Tempest at the Delacorte, Sam Waterston, who plays Prospero, and Louis Concelmi, who plays Caliban. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. Thank you.